Well, you know the procedure here.
Hold that one down. I'll put the Hebrew on first and give the English a 2 points each tonight. This is a standard 50-point quiz then.
exchange papers too.
Okay, first section is worth 2 points each, pretty much all or nothing. Higgies, Hutel, Ileo, to defile, pollute, or dishonor. The job to kill makes a lot of difference in that word. And Kilel means to curse. Not all is shoe or sandal, feminine noun. You don't need to note that. Door means generation or corresponding period of time for the generation. Seva is gray hair or old age, either one. Kaf is palm or hollow of the hand, or even gave soul, the foot, possibility. So palm is all you need. Arav, to stand as a pledge for. And Rakhav, broad or wide, adjective. And Hitzil, to rescue or deliver. Hitzil, rescue or deliver. Okay. Ring the bell now that you hear it, right? Okay. Now, any more questions on the first set? The other ones here, I'll write on the board. Spelling again, as we've already seen. 3 points. Those are all worth 2 points. The next set, 3 points each. 1 point off for every spelling error, including a vowel point. Half a point for deviation. Okay, to turn aside, depart, go away is sar. Okay, with a comma. Solid
duration. I should have stuck with it. I was thinking on those, the word on, I think that had a word.
Yeah.
It was on top.
Oh.
Or maybe I'm wrong. Is it always a comma from those?
Those monosyllabic ones are usually commas to start off with. Let's see.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you're looking. Tom has a pathak. Some of that back here.
I
just finished
Tom.
Being a name.
Tom is blood.
Yeah, that's a noun though.
We didn't have a verb that was Tom.
No. Yeah. Oh, unless there was something to shed blood or something like that that was derived from it.
I think it was.
No. See, some of it depends on what the root came from. Something like Tom.
We had Tom.
Yeah, we had Tom. Ba. Those were. What vowel points got depends on what root it came from. Whether it was hollow or whether it was a. One yod that's lost its yod or something like that. You have this star here. Yatsur is it's a hollow verb with a shurek.
Yeah, I was thinking dom, to be fine if it's dom.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's a different one. Yeah.
So, I just want to have the line of rule if there is.
No, I don't think there is. If there is, it's eluded me here. Yeah, there's dom to be silent. That's the one you were talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's got a pathak.
That's
yeah.
Memory.
That one's probably considered a. It's in the class here with the geminate verbs.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of them are geminate, yeah. The geminate ones.
Sar is a hollow verb.
Yeah. Ba was a hollow verb, and it had commas.
Yeah.
And sam, hollow verb, it had commas. So it looks like, at least the ones we've looked at so far, they're usually geminate or something of that nature when they've got the pathak and the commas is indicating it.
Hollow.
Yeah, okay. I really never paid attention to that before, so I'm glad you brought the question up. Okay, until now, Ad Hina to get the valuation and then half point on the one. So Abhina. You don't need the accent on it. Okay, then why or for what reason? Madhua. Madhua? Sunny? A question you have?
Okay. Well, I agree that all the letters right. I'm sure I get that. Dollar.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Just take off.
And there's no foundation.
Yeah. Well, just take off two for the reversal. The reversal. Okay, honey is devash. And command, charge, or appoint. Tuwa. Stabi with Hirik. This is actually a doubled wow. You know, it looks like a shurik. Because it's got the other vowel point on it. To reach, attain, overtake. If you half point for dagesh. And this one does have a dagesh here. So note that. Ishik. To reach, attain, overtake. And it's a one nun in the root, so that's why the dagesh is there. Did I skip one? Yeah. Number six, to reach, attain, overtake. Yeah. Is she?
Oh,
you're right. I'm sorry. Thank you. Just because we use the right machine. It's a scene. It's a scene.
It's what
is it? Yeah. Yeah. I just miscopied it. So correct that if it's. So you made a mistake, same mistake. I did, then now I get it wrong. Okay, to make prosperous or to be prosperous? That's a good deal. It's liak.
One thing I noticed, might point out a mistake here that I always made, I stopped to give that is. It appears with a number of them with the dagation second line in the lama there, but that's only on the ones that are
one noon.
Yeah.
Or a close. Yeah, because there's a dagation, there's someone that had a towel and it was just a
teeth.
Yeah, that dagation was not doubling that was just the begotten spot because the three syllables close and you start, the begotten spot that begins a syllable. It's going to have the dagesh name.
What's the sheen versus sheen?
I think, did we just make that half point in the past? I think it's half point. Yeah, everybody said, yeah. We'll make that a half point because you got half the letter to put there. Okay, sign or omen, both.
In the middle.
Put it over the middle one.
This is a pretty. Can you get a pretty dog?
Put it over the Son instead of the Father of the Holy Spirit.
Oh.
Okay. You have to know that one. Okay. Okay. This one is comfort and control at Nekam. And then the last one to throw is Shlik.
All points
worth 1 point. Now gave us half point. Okay, Shlik. Don't forget to the top.
On this one, even though. This
thing may remind you of Shalak. Okay, subtract the number of points from 50.
pass it back to the owner and double check it. Phil, while you're here, I got this other. Hand it back.
This went all the way around already, didn't it?
Oh.
Lucky audit students get to skip the test.
If it's just transposed, put a note on it for me. Okay, any other questions on the test?
Yeah, it was transposed.
Okay.
Put it around your jug.
Well, what sometimes you want is the side package for the dollar.
Madua, yes. It had a dog ish in the dollar, and that's worth a half point. Just living a clean life, you know. Nobody ever sees his errors. Living in grace. Okay, go ahead and pass them to the front then. We'll just collect them. In. Oh, that's good. Well, let's finish up lesson 45. We left off, we did verse 6 and we're on verse 7, I believe. You're next? Okay, you're all ready to go. Okay, Bryce is going to go ahead and do verse 7 for us. We're in Exodus 20 on page 255 here in this exercise, lesson 45. Go ahead.
Lo, Tisa, Tis, Yahweh, Eloheka, Rosh, Wa, Ti, Lo, Yanaket, Yahweh, Wait, Asher, Yes, Yitha, Yes, Shamo, Lashawa.
Or you can just say Lashao.
Lashao.
Yeah, it's kind of a hard, that Aleph is just kind of silent. And
do not utter the name of Yahweh, your God, humanity.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's a good translation. Now, you shall not, or do not, thou shalt not utter the name of Yahweh, your God, in vain or to vanity, with reference to vanity, literally to emptiness, vanity. Because, and King James says in vain, that's probably more English idiom. Because Yahweh will not absolve one or will not hold guiltless, they give quote, regard as innocent, one who utters his name in vain or to vanity.
I put all these in, do not utter the name of Yahweh in vain, you shall not.
Oh, do not instead of you shall not, that's fine. That's fine. It's just a prohibition, you know, don't do it. And it's kind of a different way of, it looks like even in English we have, well, you can either use an imperative, do not, or you shall not, and put it in a more like an imperfect would be, you know, rather than using an imperative. So either way would be perfectly all right. It, the way of expressing an imperative is a negative with the imperfect. Yeah.
It's Asher Yisha.
Yes.
That's the object of the verb. Is that right? Or it's part of, it's half the object of the verb.
Or check this again. Yahweh.
Yahweh. And S, the S is to... Is that,
yeah, that's marking your object. Yeah, it will not hold guiltless. So your verb is Yinakeh, Yahweh. Yahweh will not hold guiltless. F, the one, and then Asher is what you're doing in effect here is you're using a phrase as your direct object,
right,
and personifying the whole phrase. So
the one uttering.
Yeah, the one uttering, the one who utters. Mm-hmm. And, and you can do that with a participle sometimes too, but this one is using it with a share clause plus an imperfect form, the one who will utter, you know, the one who utters
okay.
his name in vain.
Now, that's
the one that takes the
derivation.
Yes. Yes. And you notice the makef there too. They've. It's almost as though they're trying to run this together to make it, you know, you can kind of feel that. You want to run it together because you want to make it all one thing as the object. And so they've put a makef in there and made it one accentual unit. Okay. Any other questions on number 7? Okay, verse 8, Peter.
The floor is Yom Hashabbat Lakadashot.
Okay. You're going to get a positive command. Yeah, this is a little tricky. We did run into it once before, but I don't know if we've actually seen them in exercises yet. Anybody remember what's going on there? Yeah, it's infinitive absolute. That's an infinitive absolute form, but it's acting like an imperative.
So it's just remember?
Yeah, remember. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was thinking of a participle.
Yeah, it's an infinitive absolute.
Remember the day of the Sabbath to sanctify it.
Yes. Remember the day of the Sabbath to sanctify it. Okay, good. There's another one of the pronominal suffixes on the object suffixes, I should say. Okay, number 9. Yes, go ahead.
How do you know if the
Well, I think it's mainly coming from the fact that throughout the context, you obviously it's right in the middle of the commandments, and so you've got an obvious command type of context. And to put it as an infinitive absolute, just to say remembering or to remember something doesn't fit. You know, remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to sanctify it. I suppose even in English you might, you know, maybe put an attack on to the previous one or something, remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy or something. You might be able to do that, but apparently it's used this way when you're dealing with commands that are of a, you know, kind of an absolute universal application type of thing. They apparently used it. There was a little blurb at the end of one of our chapters on it.
Yeah, page 159.
Yeah.
Section 4. Just for reasons that are quite obscure.
Yeah. So you're wondering about it. Is not you're not the first one that's wondered about it.
Back again. Remember this day.
Yeah.
As an example. That word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Verse 9. Then Doug.
Sheshet.
Okay.
6 days you shall work.
Mm-hmm.
And all your work shall be done.
Right. Or you shall, it's actually an active verb form, so, and you shall do all your work. 6 days you shall work and you shall do all your work. It kind of sounds almost redundant, but. Okay. Kind of, you know, you're using the verb form first, 6 days shall you work, and then using a noun idea, and you shall do all your work. And the word for work here, the first word is more like labor. 6 days you shall labor, you shall toil or something, and you shall do all your work. Okay. Any other questions on that? Verse 10. Let's see, Phil, you get a chance to do it live today.
Good. Will should be Shabbat, the Yahweh.
Do any work, you know, so to say not do all work is kind of the idea of you won't do any work. So, it's literally all work. Mm-hmm.
Now, what would Atah?
That'd be you there. Oh. You and, you know, it's kind of, they're kind of setting these pronouns apart here. Just describing who the you constitutes here. You.
You and your son.
Yeah, let's see, and your son, singular. Yeah, and your son.
And your daughter.
Mm-hmm. And the next two words are male servant and female servant. Kind of man servant, maid servant. But the seventh day, because of the contrast in the previous verse. But the seventh day is the Sabbath unto Yahweh your God. You shall not do any work, you shall not do all work. You and your son and your daughter and your male servant, your maid servant, and your cattle or beast, I should say, and your sojourner which is in your gates. Okay, you've got real good use of the pronominal suffixes there. All right, verse 11, John.
Yamim Asa Yahweh es Hashemayim wo es Haeretz wo es Hayam wo es Kol Asher ba Vayanak Vayanak. Vayom Hashavi'i Al King Berek Yahwa Es Yom Hashava.
That's a good one.
Why
cut a shape? Okay, why cut a shape? Mm-hmm. Bad enough with the suffixes they've got, and then when you put the object suffixes on them, you get another syllable at least, sometimes two. Okay.
Because 6 days Yahweh made, I suppose to supply in 6 days.
Yeah, probably supply in 6 days, yeah.
Yahweh made the heavens and the earth and the day.
Okay, got to watch that one. That's Yom.
And the sea.
Yeah, the sea. Mm-hmm.
And the sea. And all which is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he rested.
Okay.
And he rested. And he rested in the seventh day. Therefore, thou was blessed. The seventh day, and sanctified it.
Okay, yeah, you could probably say the day of the Sabbath here too, rather than it's hard to know because the seven and Sabbath, you know, come from the same root. But this the Hashavat, I think, is becomes more crystallized as used as Sabbath. So the day of the Sabbath is better for this. If you just had seven,
that's right.
Hashavah or something, it'd be what it'd be. So. Okay, so he blessed the day of the Sabbath. There's one curious thing here, too, is, you know, that you have Yom there, which is singular, technically. Hayam, Eth Hayam. Eth Kol Asher Bam. That's the kind of curious, because it says literally all that is in them. And, of course, I think, you know, you saw the sea that all, in English, you either have to say the sea and all that is in it, or I think, or if you're thinking of the waters, you know, all that is in them.
Yeah.
So, but they've kind of combined these two here and used sea singular and then used all that is in them, the idea. So it's kind of curious. Could be, yeah, could be all that is in them. Yes, the heavens and the earth is all that's in them. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That'll solve it right there. But you, sometimes you'll see Yamim, you'll see Yamim seas, or you'll see Hamayim, Mayim, just Mayim, and have it all that is in them too in a plural sense. Yeah, you're right. I think it's referring to heavens, earth, and sea, and all is in them collectively. What's that?
You talk about the sea,
mm-hmm.
That's kind of collective.
You can. Right. Yeah, many waters. Usually when they do that, I think you'll probably see Mayim. That's why it seems strange to me. I just looked at it quickly here. Mayim, they'll commonly do that. Waters and that all that's in them, the waters. But here it's including heavens and earth, so that makes sense here. Okay, any other comments, questions on this verse? Okay, verse 12. Tony, you want to take a crack at it?
I got part of it.
Okay.
Avika.
Mm-hmm.
When as in Mecca, Le'aman.
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 Le'aman. Yep. Arikun. Good old paragogic noon there.
Al Adama Asher Yahweh. Elohika. Lotain.
Just luck. All right. See what you can do with the. You got that first word yet?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I
all right.
I have honor.
Mm-hmm.
Your father.
Mm-hmm.
And they my honor. I recognize, but I don't.
order that. In order that. Okay, this verb means to be long. It might be long, yeah. Maybe it's a while back that we had it. Is it in this lesson?
We're close.
Oh, okay.
We had it in the
building. All right.
Heavy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there it is in the Hifil. Yeah, well, this is a Hifil imperfect form. So, yeah, it may not be listed by the root. You may have to find it under the perfect for the Hifil. You may have to find it. It is under that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it just gives it in brackets.
Oh, okay. But you found it listed under Ha'arik and then you saw Iraq in the...
No, it's under Iraq in the back.
Oh, okay.
In brackets.
Okay. They probably listed also under Ha'arik too and then put the other... If it's done the way he normally does it.
Not under there.
Okay. Okay, so it's an imperfect hifil, meaning to be long. Mm-hmm. So in order that you...
In order that your days be long.
Right.
On the man...
Well, you got it. Adam is man, but what's Adama?
Man.
Adama is a... It's derived from that same noun, but it means earth or the ground.
Oh.
Okay. From the earth. From the dirt. Your days may be long on the dirt, on the earth, on the mud, whatever. Yeah, well, there's a connection, obviously. It's the idea of the redness of the earth and so forth, for both.
Which Yahweh, your God.
Yes, okay. So Yahweh, your God, gives to you or is giving to you, fine. Pardon. Yeah, it does make a lot of difference. Yes, John.
Why is it long?
Yeah, there was one in pause. It was either pause or proclusive or something. Just had it. Yep. Yeah, that's a good thing you point out because it looks the same. We had it in the recent chapter.
Yeah, there it is. 2 or 3, but the pause will come.
Yep.
And the lock and box.
Yep. And they look like the corresponding feminine forms. Okay.
I wanted to know if it was only for women.
Yeah, right. That's the only one that's by.
Yeah, but that's the ground.
Yeah,
that's the ground.
But
he gives it to you. Oh, I think.
Right, it's to you that he's talking to, which the Lord God gives to you.
That you
is. Yeah.
And I had also form the law, apparently,
has the
form of law, or some law.
Mm-hmm.
There is a discussion about the Dante.
For lo, it has a longer form?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The analytical story was a plural, and it deals
with Isaiah 53. Hmm. So they thought it was a negative with a plural ending, you mean? Is that what they're getting at?
No, they thought it was
I see.
The pronoun on the topic instead of lo.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah. You're talking about the low with the home wow there. That two, yeah, to him. Mm-hmm. You can see it's probably, well, it would seem to me to be somewhat connected with, you know, kamoni and so forth. The preposition kaf takes that mame in there, you know, and it before its endings. Maybe there's a connection there. Okay, I can see why there'd be a dispute about it. Okay. 13. Who's next? Eric.
Long
give back.
Mm-hmm.
Give back. Low in up. Low signal. Low the amen. Birthday. Birthday. Birthday.
Okay. Those commands are pretty pointed, you know, low, low, low. Okay, go ahead.
Not kill, not commit adultery, do not steal, do not testify against your neighbor, and uphold the commandment.
Right, good.
Friend is to be
true. Yeah, friend or neighbor. Mm-hmm. So, good. Do not kill or do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not testify against your brother or against your neighbor, excuse me, a false testimony. Okay. Questions, anyone? So pretty straightforward, I think.
You got a false testimony that
a false or good? Well, they get, what they've got here is shakir. Apparently, falsehood, yeah. And Aith is witness or testimony, and Shakir is falsehood. So it's kind of a construct relationship, a testimony of falsehood. So they're both nouns, but they're one's construct to another. That's what it looks like. Well, if it was modifying, it would have to be an adjective. The way they listed here, they said they list Aith as witness testimony, which would be a noun, and Shakir as falsehood. If that's correct, then you'd have to have this in construct, because they'd both be nouns. Testimony of falsehood. If the other one was an adjective, you know, then it'd be a different story.
Would it be you shall not?
Yeah, you shall not. You shall not, or do not.
All
right, that's
meaning
yeah.
Right now.
Right. That's one thing, Eric, and as far as that distinction goes, is when you see lull with the imperfect, you're generally talking about a long-term command rather than immediate command. All usually is do not do this right now, but you shall not do this kind of stretches it out in English, at least, to give convey the idea of a long-term thing. So that would be the only thing you'd want to, you know, use to make a distinction there. That's what I had, is you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not testify against your neighbor of false testimony. Okay, 14, Bryce.
Low, that's the most faith, the echa, low, that's the most, the chef, the echa, but so,
okay.
You shall not desire your neighbor's house, nor desire your neighbor's wife, nor his man servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox or donkey.
Okay, good. Anything which is to your neighbor, which belongs to your neighbor. Good. You shall not covet the house of your neighbor, covet or desire the house of your neighbor. You shall not covet the wife of your neighbor. I used covet just because desire is not, you know, desire may be all right, but it's got a negative connotation. So, you know, desire itself can be positive. The wife of your neighbor, his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his cow, or excuse me, his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything which belongs to your neighbor. Okay. Any questions there? All right. Lesson 46, then. This one's going to be real short, so I better give you the assignment before I do anything else. Yeah, so we don't lose any time here. Yeah, this one is... They're three hays. They're kind of nasty, but As you'll see, some of the three hays, I think, are the hardest ones to identify of all the hit fields, because they're so easy to get confused with calls, especially in the converted perfect forms. But let's give you part A here. Do number 1, 4, 8, 12, 15. 1, 4, 8, 12, 15 for part A. For part B, number 1, 9, and 18. Part B, 1, 9, and 18.
I'm sorry.
All right. You forgot the little A up here. Yeah. Part A is just a simple exercise with verbs. So, yeah, part A is 1, 4, 8, 12, 15. Part B is 1, 9, and 18. Now, see, we have our grammar test. Was it Tuesday? Yeah. That's our next class meeting. So this assignment won't be due until Wednesday then, or whenever we get to it. Let me see, what do I have? Tuesday, December 4th. So we've already reviewed for that. You know what you're going to need to know for that. So that'll be next Tuesday, and so this assignment will be after that. But I'll give it to you anyway here. Okay, for part B, it'll be 1, 9, and 18. 1, 9, and 18 for part B. And then for part D, all of that. It's just a translation. Deuteronomy 6, 1 to 9. And we'll get the Shema in there. Deuteronomy 6, 4. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. And of course, the Hebrews, when they say it, it's Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. You know, pronounce the name. But you, if you've ever hear any Jewish, ceremonies or things like that, or hear Jews speak their orthodoxy or something, religious, you'll hear that all the time. You'll be able to pick it up. Shema Yisrael. They call it the Shema.
Have you seen the what the pain tapping is?
No.
And the Shema is the Shema, and the iron on the end of Shema is double sized and heavy duty print.
Uh-huh.
And Echad, the Dalit at the end of the whole phrase is double sized and heavy print.
Is that right?
Yeah. I found another one in Jeremiah too, where there's a letter
that's double sided. Well, I've seen sometimes they've seen stretched out names and things at the end of in some of the print.
Oh, it's twice high. And it's
twice as high as well?
At least double.
I'll have to take a look at that.
Real strange.
Probably just wanted calling attention to it.
I guess.
I mean, that's the big guns for the Jew. It's the thing they say more than anything else. It's like their Hail Mary for the Catholic, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have the quiz next time then. I'm sure it'll take the whole hour. Oh, yes. My.
It's real strange. I know it's a right.
It almost looks like it's just setting aside this whole phrase, mm-hmm. Kind of putting a big attention. It's like an emphasis. That is interesting. That is really interesting.
Capital letter.
Yeah, right. Like some of the preachers that write.
Interesting.
It sure seems to be such. Very interesting.
I just found another day too in Jeremiah, I think it was Jeremiah 33. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense in Jeremiah.
It's too bad they don't have a little key in there for all kinds of notes on why they printed it, but.
Let me
check the bibliobank and see if it's the same way.
There's
something
beginning in 32
days of construction. I've never seen it. It should stand out like a sore thumb. Yeah.
There's a towel that was double sized again?
Yeah. And I don't remember if it was the beginning of a word or the end of a word.
That was in the Genesis.
Pretty sure it was in Genesis.
Oh, that's fine. The data form was that towel. Yeah. But it wasn't the end of that chapter.
Yeah,
it was.